Well, let me give you my number here, 1-800-544-9294. Feel free to dial her up, you know.
Hey, Grease, I got some topicality for you.
Go ahead.
Did you happen to read today's column of Dear Abby?
Yes, I did. The discarded condom? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what'd you think about that?
Well, it just so happens that I have it here, and it's hideous topicality.
That's what I thought.
I think somebody wrote a joke letter into her, and she just printed it. Let me read the letter that the man's talking about. Dear Abby, with summer vacation approaching, I am compelled to relate a story to your readers. My daughter, her husband, and three small children drove to another state to attend a wedding to visit relatives. On their trip, they stopped at a reputable motel to spend the night. The following morning, as they were packing to leave, the four-year-old very excitedly said, "Look, Daddy, I found a balloon." Then he put it on his mouth and proceeded to blow it up. This so-called balloon was a used condom. For the next 3 months, this boy must get hepatitis shots and must be tested periodically. To prospective travelers, I beg you, don't take for granted that your room will be clean and safe for your little ones. So, well, I don't know. I think it's possible to get something. It's very difficult to get some sort of disease that way, unsavory as the whole thing is. What's your read on that?
I don't know. I think quite possibly could happen. I mean, the maids don't necessarily do that good of a job cleaning a room.
Right.
You got, you know, some little maid.
So now you mean in this day and age of the 90s, now you get to a new hotel room, you just can't throw your bag on the bed. You say, "All right, honey, let's check for condom."
Look in the bathroom for the condom.
Hideous.
Absolutely.
All right.
I thought I'd make sure you got to see that one.
Yeah, that hit me right as I was shoveling my bacon and eggs in my yap this morning. I happened to see that.
Yeah, I saw it about an hour ago. I had to call and make sure you saw it.
No, believe me, I see it. Oh, man, it's awful. I saw that in the article says that they're giving the little kid AIDS tests now and everything. Well, it's kind of difficult to get that kind of thing that way, hideous as it is. I mean, anything's possible in this day and age, but I don't know. I think somebody's playing a trick on it. Could that really happen? God. I know dogs have come running out of people's bedrooms. You know, you're sitting there with your girlfriend and her parents. All of a sudden, here comes the dog carrying one out of the bedroom. Everybody's sitting there. More popcorn? What do you say? Do you just get up and leave? Do you quietly blow your brains out? I mean, what do you do? But the good news is the child, while it's not recommended sanitary procedure, the child is probably free from contagion. Yes, I studied all that kind of disease transmission when I was a doctor. Oh, you didn't know? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day I'd walk into my office, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" The case that drove me out of the dental profession? Mrs. Pikus. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a dentist for a brief while. And I got to take my hat off to those guys. How they handled the stinking yaps. I remember Mrs. Pikus came to me, new patient. And she opened a yap. I said, "Let me see what we got here." And she opened it. I said, "My God, is it that bad?" I said, "That bad? I've seen a lot of mouth. I mean, have you ever been to the dentist?" She said, "Well, no, actually, when I was a little kid, I went, but then I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable, so I figured, well, I'd go when I have pain. Well, I have pain now." I said, "No wonder you have pain. Look at this. You have plaque. You got festering stems. I've never seen a mouth like this." And she said, "Well, can you help me?" I said, "Well, I'll do my best, but my God, man, oh, man, let me see. Where do I begin? When this tale of pyorrhea that I see..." I drilled a little bit, and then I had to go over to my window and lean out and all over the top of my air conditioner. And again, "Mrs. Pikus, I tell you what, you have a very specific condition. And what I'm going to do is... Here, let me take a couple of Tylenol 3s here. And here's some banana topical. Rub it all over the gums there where it hurts." I mean, I didn't even want to rub it on with my gloves, huh? I said, "I'm going to refer you to Dr. Marsden, and he specializes in your condition. So here's his address." Sure enough, a couple hours later, I got a call. "Grease Minnelli, this is Marsden. What the hell did you send me? She's got a mouth right out of hell. I can't stand it. I'm heaving my guts." I said, "Well, tag, and you're it." So he transfers her to Dr. Feinberg, and he's calling both of us up. You guys are idiots, Sam. So he transfers her to Dr. McCauley, and none of us could stand it. I mean, she was like, a couple of guys retired. I mean, I vowed to get out of the business. I knew sooner or later she'd run out of doctors and be back in. Fortunately, and I know this sounds terrible, fortunately, she passed away. Yeah, it was all that running from doctor to doctor gave her a heart attack.
Paging Dr. Grease Manelli. Paging Dr. Grease Manelli. It's the one and only Grease Man Show.
Yeah, man, it's me. Hi, Grease in charge, what's up?
Hey, Grease, how are you?
Fine.
I can't believe I got through.
I know it's tricky, but if you persevere sooner or later, it'll work.
And how? And
get a lot of busy signals.
Show.
Thanks.
I'm calling from New York, but originally I'm from West Virginia, and I got a problem. I'm going through a divorce right now, you know, and I know you went through something like that.
Yeah, everybody goes through a little bit of sorus like that, sir. Sooner or later.
The main question I got is, you know, will she still be my sister, you know?
No, cute. Cute stuff, buddy, cute stuff. All right, thank you. That's the West Virginia kind of topic, Callie.